Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. There's so much to tell you about. For those of you who tuned in yesterday and said, Where's Wayne? Yesterday was President's Day, you know. People don't recognize that I grab holidays on a Monday when I assume not everybody, but let's say half the people are not going to work on a holiday Monday. So it's going to be half the amount of people in their cars, which means it's going to be half the amount of people listening to my radio show. Even though so many people listen to it on streams nowadays, meaning streamed online, and listen to the podcast, is still, you know, a huge amount of people listen to radio in their cars. And if half the people aren't going to be there, or more, maybe 90% on some holidays, then I take that Monday off, or I take that Friday off. That's very rare I get a day off. So it's nice to get one once in a while, and I took yesterday off. Although I did appear on Real America's Voice TV network on the quote-unquote pregame show to Donald Trump's speech in front of Club 45 in Palm Beach, Florida. Biggest Trump fan club in the world. Thousands of people on hand for a Trump speech. And I was the star of the pregame show. Got a chance to give the opening, you know, kind of pregame remarks before Trump came up on the stage. All right. What are the news stories of the day that I've chosen as the big ones? Let me start with, I've got a friend named Joe. Let's just call him Joe. And he's a retired big shot military officer, former military intelligence, former number two in charge of one of the biggest air bases in America, and now retired, and he listens to this show, he listens to every hour of this show, and he's always sending me advice on what to talk about. And he says that this is the biggest news in the world today that nobody's covering, that Putin suspends the START nuclear treaty and puts his missiles, his nuclear missiles, on combat readiness. The average person doesn't know this at all. The news media might give it one mention or no mentions at all. They might bury it in the back. And this really means, as far as my friend Joe from military intelligence, that we are on our way to a nuclear war. We're inches away. We're the closest we've ever been to nuclear war. He has just thrown the nuclear treaty, Putin, in the garbage pail because of Biden's idiotic actions supporting Ukraine. And so now he's got missiles on ships, he's got missiles on combat readiness everywhere aimed at the United States. And any minute he could, you know, his finger could make a very bad decision and the United States would be nuked. And they've got nuclear weapons, Joe has told me, that we don't have. We have old nuclear stock. We have not replenished any of it. It's the same stuff from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And you press a button and yes, you could nuke Moscow. But he, Putin, has spent all his money. Obviously, his military is not very good because they've gotten their ass kicked in Ukraine. But his actual money has all been spent, none of it on the military, all of it on his nuclear preparation for nuclear war. And he's dying to test out his shiny nukes. And he's got nukes that go up into the atmosphere, and when they get right above America, say they're at like 60,000 feet in the air, they explode and 18 missiles come out and they attack 18 different American cities and nuke 18 American cities. We have nothing to stop it and we have nothing like that. So if Russia gets in a nuclear exchange with the United States, we lose. Not just we, the United States. You and me, we all lose. We're all dead. And we go back to the, you know, the Stone Ages. You're all going to be living in the Stone Ages. Anyone who survives this will be living in the prehistoric Stone Ages. It's going to be Mad Max, and it's going to be every man for himself on the streets of every city in America, not Las Vegas, every city. Every man for himself in Milwaukee, Los Angeles, New York. I don't care where you are, Denver. Denver just came out. They said it's the most dangerous city in America. Did you know that? Never seen Denver on a list like that in my life. It's now number one most dangerous city in America. Now, it seems to me 2 years ago, Denver never made any dangerous city list, any violent city list, any murder capital list. And then they legalized pot, which is supposed to be, you know, a drug that makes everybody calm and relaxed and nobody kills anybody. They just want to lay on the couch and eat munchies, right? But they legalized pot. Pot leads to other drugs. The streets are filled with bums and homeless in Denver. And they go from pot to hard drugs. And the next thing you know, they're robbing and killing. And so, you know, that's another lesson right there. I'm sorry. I'm not against pot. I've always said you can never stop people from smoking pot. So why waste your money? Why waste the police? And yet, once we've legalized it, I also always said the people who use it, you know, you walk around a neighborhood where people are smoking pot, they're a bunch of lowlives, they're a bunch of scumbags, and they're a bunch of criminals. And I don't want to walk through those neighborhoods. Pot makes every neighborhood into a crap hole. So, you know, you can legalize it, but keep it the hell away from me. You should legalize it in a zone. You don't legalize it in a whole city or a whole state. You should legalize it in a zone. And that's the only place anyone could smoke it. And let all the people in that zone live in a crap hole. But you can't ruin a whole city with pot. And that's what Denver did. Stupidity. Other big news today. I got to get back to the big news. It isn't smoking pot. The big news is whether we're all going to get nuked. And I suppose if we're all going to get nuked, then maybe you're better off smoking pot and not caring about anything. I don't know. But the end result is people much smarter than me about the military and military strategy and weapons say that Russia could destroy us tomorrow with their nuclear arsenal. And we are just taunting Putin to get into World War III. And he's taking the bait. He's taking the bait. And he's ignoring the nuclear treaty. And it's now every man, every country for itself. He's going to keep making as many nukes as he can make. And there is no more treaty with the United States as far as he's concerned. Other big news stories. I keep telling you we're headed for a horrible recession. Tax refund season off to a slow start. Total payments 30% below the 2017 to 2019 average. So I'm telling you, we got problems. U.S. existing home sales unexpectedly declined in January. It's a record 37% year-over-year collapse, and it's the record 12th straight monthly decline. 12th straight monthly decline. And in the teeth of all of that, the Biden administration cracks down on washers and dryers and refrigerators in the latest climate action. Right? Energy expert calls it overregulation on steroids. Insanity. Why do you care what washer, what dryer, what fridge I use? While you're all complaining about global warming and climate change, you're flying to climate change conferences on private jets. The private jets in Davos, just for that 1 4-day period, equal 350,000 cars. And I haven't read the full article yet. Maybe it's 350,000 cars for a year. Maybe it's 350,000 cars pollution for a decade. One lousy 4-day conference, there were so many private jets from people concerned about climate change and global warming that they produced enough pollution to equal 350,000 cars. I'll finish the article sometime the next day or two and be able to get back to you on exactly what that means. But it means exactly what I've said for years. All these people that believe in climate change and global warming are full of crap. Full of crap. They're the biggest hypocrites in the world. Excuse my language, but Leo DiCaprio has one interest in life. It's getting laid by models who are 30 years younger than him. And he wastes electricity. He wastes gas. He wastes jet fuel. He will spend any amount of money to travel the world on a private jet to screw models all over the world. So don't talk to me about climate change. He's a horny old man. What is he, like 45, 50 now, but he dates 20-year-olds? And he just flies all over the world to screw 20-year-old models, 19-year-old models, probably 18-year-old models. God knows what he screws. But it's 20 girls in 20 hours in 20 different time zones on a private jet. And he complains about climate change. Hilarious. All right, more BS. Air raid sirens blared for dramatic effect during Biden's visit to Kiev. Oh, my God, he's a wartime president. He risked his life. The bombs are falling. Actually, they weren't. Actually, before he landed, before the cameras went on, the TV cameras, there were no air raid sirens. And then once he landed, they started playing air raid sirens. Do you understand this is Wag the Dog? Do you understand you're being made a fool of? What a joke. And then, of course, we've got Ohio. The guy's visiting Ukraine, Biden, while Ohio is burning, while Ohio is ruined, while Ohio's destroyed. The East Palestine mayor is furious. Biden's Ukraine visit to hand out another $500 million to Ukraine while he wants to give nothing to the people of East Palestine, Ohio, he says is the biggest slap in the face ever. And boy, do I agree with him. And listen, it never stops ending. Over 1 million gallons of contaminated water have been excavated from the Ohio train derailment site. So not only is the air gone, not only the river's gone, but the hole in the ground from the explosion that was created when they decided to burn the train. Smart. The EPA gave the green light to burn the trains, which contained one of the worst chemicals known to mankind. Now it's three of the worst chemicals known to mankind. And it created a giant crater, and in that crater were 1 million gallons of contaminated water, 15,000 pounds of contaminated soil, 1.1 million gallons of contaminated water have been excavated from the site of the train derailment. Unbelievable what's going on there. When I get back, I'm going to read you the article by the health ranger who's on the show all the time. He's a great, great guy. And he's on the show all the time, Mike Adams. He calls himself the health ranger. And he wrote a column saying he recommends the total evacuation of East Palestine due to extremely toxic dioxin fallout that will poison the land and the crops for generations. That's how bad it is. And I want to read you the latest data from New Zealand that shows if you take the COVID booster, it's a kill shot. You might as well play Russian roulette. Put the gun in your mouth and pull it, because that's the COVID booster. The COVID booster is out of control, and it's killing everyone it touches. Not the COVID vaccine, the booster. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus in the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's funny. I just got an email from a lawyer who listens to the show. I will not ever say the name. But the lawyer says he has a lot of friends, takes photo ops with gorgeous starlets, but that's not what he's interested in. I don't know if that's true, so I'm not saying anything. It's an opinion show, and that's someone else's opinion, not mine. I never heard that about Leonardo DiCaprio. I did not know that, but who knows? I've heard about a lot of interesting people, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Kevin Spacey. Of course, we now know Kevin Spacey. John Travolta's been sued by men who say he attacked them while they were giving him a massage. Tom Cruise, oh boy, have I heard stories about him. But I can't say on the air that any of it's true. We don't know. It's all rumor. It's all speculation. You know what Hollywood is like. Probably all true. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You never thought you'd learn about Leonardo DiCaprio's sex life on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, did you? Did you? I'll bet you didn't. Great Patriot Store. He's not a great patriot. I don't think he qualifies as a great patriot, if that's true. GreatPatriotStore.com. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, I've got four great kids. Four beautiful kids. Man, I got to say, my kids have turned out fantastic. They're nice. And they are smart, and they're respectful to dad, and they're good-looking, and they are studious. They study hard. They're really great kids. So I did a good job. I'm very proud of myself. And I think the key is they never went to school. They all were homeschooled. But if you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have toxic chemicals. So that's a good example. And now this SOB, son of a butcher, can announce proudly that they've got the beef. They bought a ranch and a food beef processing center facility, and their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA. Never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. The beef is the highest quality. Never sold in stores. Exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club. You need to become a member. Go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Greatpatriotstore.com. So I promised you a couple things. I'd tell you about New Zealand. I would tell you about hazardous chemicals in Ohio. But I got to tell you, there's something even more important to tell you about. You know, I consider myself like Paul Revere. Because Paul Revere didn't fight the American Revolution. He didn't win the American Revolution like George Washington. He wasn't the leader of the American Revolution. But he announced the British are coming, the British are coming. And that's really my role. My job is to tell you the commies are coming and the vaccines are killing you and the borders are open. And I can't believe the amount of young people that are dropping dead or dropping from heart attacks. Maybe they survived, but their life will never be the same. And here in Las Vegas, a UNLV football player, Ryan Keeler, dies suddenly at 20 years old. And we will have a guest in the next hour who will tell you that it is now official, he says, that he died of a heart attack. 20 years old. Did you ever hear of college or high school players dying of heart attacks? In all the years I've been alive, never until now. I'm not saying in the history of America, never. I'm saying once a year, maybe some high school kid dropped dead, some college kid dropped dead, once a year. Now it's happening every day and every week all across America, in every town, in every college. It's incredible. It's an epidemic of heart attacks and strokes in young people. And no one of them, can I say, is because of the vaccine. But I could tell you that almost all of them, if not 99% of them, I guarantee, are vaccine related. And all the athletes and all the college students in general, to go to college nowadays, and almost every college in America, you have to be vaccinated. At least if you were in the college 2 years ago, you had to be vaccinated. A lot of them, thank God, have taken that that idea away now. But I think most of them still demand vaccination, and I think pretty much every sports program demands vaccination. I know every football program demands vaccination. So you could almost be certain when a 20-year-old drops dead of a heart attack, who's a football player, you could almost be certain, but never certain, almost certain, that they are vaccinated and it's vaccine-related. Unbelievable. And by the way, for those who say it's none of my business, you have no right to say that, you have no right to ask. Really? You invented vaccine passports, you liberal jerks. You were the ones who asked us, you were the ones who demanded we tell you our vaccination status in order to walk into a restaurant and eat a sandwich. Walk into a store, a bar, a gym, a sporting event. For the privilege of sitting in a hard seat that costs huge money. I have to tell you if I'm vaccinated or not, but when you drop dead, I shouldn't ask if you're vaccinated? You don't think it should be mandatory that every person who drops dead, their family should absolutely say if they've been vaccinated or not? We've got something to learn here. We've got a national crisis, a national tragedy, a death jab. We've got to know how many people are dying from the vaccine. Damn right I'm going to ask if you're vaccinated.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News update. The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for all the cleanup associated with a toxic train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio. Administrator Michael Regan promised the federal government would hold the company responsible for cleanup of all contamination. President Biden, speaking in Warsaw today, said the United States and Poland must remain connected.
This is a critical relationship for the United States, and we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
Speaking directly to the Russian people, the president said the West does not want to destroy Russia and called on President Putin to end the Ukraine war now. Wall Street down sharply at the closing bell, the last batch of retail earnings causing stocks to tumble as they renewed concerns about the economy. The Dow dropped 697 points, the S&P 500 was down 82, and the NASDAQ fell 295. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be today.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn. Yes, Chris, I'm here. I'm ready to go. Little inside joke. Little inside joke from our show. Chris is always asking me, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you there? And I just say to him all day long, I'm there. I'm here, Chris. Okay. Put the music down. All right. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is sponsor of this segment of the show. And they want you to take control of your life and start a business or even a side business or a real estate business. Put some real estate into a Nevada LLC. But it doesn't have to be a Nevada business. It doesn't have to be Nevada real estate. It could be anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world. You still can open a Nevada LLC no matter where you live. A Nevada LLC works for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too, and I'm no dummy. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their new book, The Nevada Edge, for free. It's packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and government overreach and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWAR.com for your free book, NevadaWAR.com. Nevada War, W-A-R, for Wayne L. Root. They grabbed this domain just for my fans, NevadaWAR.com. For your free book today, they've been in business over 30 years, rated 5 stars, more than 14,000 reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans from all 50 states start a business and protect their assets with a Nevada LLC. Get the free book, The Nevada Edge, at NevadaWAR.com. All right, my guest is here, Josh Manning, Deputy Managing Editor at TheWesternJournal.com, to talk about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the most highly trafficked conservative websites in the world, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the show, buddy.
Wayne, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, so, you know, it's funny because I used to like Geraldo Rivera, and then he became a big Trump critic, and then he became a very liberal guy who said a lot of really stupid things and things that let me know he's in no way, shape, or form a Republican, but he is on Fox News, despite that Fox News itself isn't very Republican lately, outside of a few key shows. But Geraldo Rivera said something that landed him in hot water, and I don't even know this story, so please educate me right now. What did Geraldo say?
Yeah, so Geraldo celebrated President's Day by giving a little shout-out to President Biden. Now, as you know, Biden, on President's Day, tucked tail and ran from the U.S. He fled from East Palestine, and he went to Poland. And Rivera's response to all of that was, "Bravo, Biden, stand and deliver." He posted that on Twitter.
Like I said,
and
he's no
immediately,
Republican.
Yeah. Well, immediately got hit by blowback from people calling out how ridiculous it was that he was cheering on, not just cheering on Biden, who's truly an incompetent dotard, but doing it on President's Day and doing it while he was fleeing. But Wayne, my favorite part of this is Geraldo frequently shows how kind of dumb he is. And he absolutely did it in this tweet. And I don't know how many people caught it, but we did. Stand and deliver. He said, "Bravo, Biden, stand and deliver."
Yeah.
Wayne, that's
ridiculous.
An old expression that used to be used by kind of English highway robbers. And so when they hijacked you, they tell you to stand and deliver your goods. It was the same. It was the 18th century English version of stick 'em up. So Geraldo, trying to praise Biden, manages essentially to tell him, "Bravo, Biden, stick him up," and makes a fool out of himself, and then, of course, gets significant blowback online because people are just stunned that anyone would applaud Biden in the midst of him literally fleeing. Wayne, I haven't been able to listen to you today, but that sounds like something you would say, I think.
Of course.
He literally fled the country. He fled the country while Americans, blue-collar Americans, who CNN, by the way, when they originally began covering this, talked about how, oh, they need a distraction from their blue-collar lives in East Palestine. That's what CNN said. Biden fled the country to get away from that.
Yeah.
And went to a country that is next to a country involved in a war that we really don't have a stake in. You know, I vaguely like the Ukrainians better than I do the Russians. But Biden has broken Henry Kissinger's golden rule, which was that the U.S. always needs to be closer to Russia and closer to China than they are to each other. And yeah. Right, that was Kissinger's golden rule. He was right about it. It helped. It didn't win the Cold War, but it helped win it. And Biden has totally ignored that. Now what do we find out? But Chinese leadership is headed to Moscow, where they're talking about beginning to send weapons. We've got an enormous, enormous problem here. And I'm rambling now, but I don't know how in the world you could applaud. You're a public figure, and you applaud Joe Biden. Or you try to applaud him by telling him to stick him up.
Well, you know what struck me?
Selling out the people of Ohio and the people of America.
What struck me is when you mentioned blue-collar people of Ohio, and I thought, here goes a new meaning to the word blue-collar. You know, when their skin turns blue, they're blue-collar. Because that's what's about to happen, is they're going to turn blue. They're going to grow third legs and fourth arms and second noses. And, you know, these people have been chemically destroyed by the most hazardous chemicals known to mankind.
Wayne, it's happening
disaster.
Now. It's happening now. They're not, as far as I can see, they're not turning blue right now, but they are turning red. We have got people reporting in Ohio. Again, you can go
rashes
to WesternJournal.com and see this. You can see rashes, blisters within, I think one lady said, within 30 minutes of returning to their home. And remember, people went back to their homes because the government said
it was all clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. You're safe. That billowing cloud. Hydrochloric acid or whatever it was.
Well, Josh, people forget very easily. You do remember that the government, the EPA, said it was all safe to work on the pile at Ground Zero. All those firemen and brave firemen and policemen are dead now because they were told you can breathe that stuff and it's okay. And the government lied. Government lies about everything.
Where did the Superfund sites come from? Where did FDA decisions that resulted in people dying from medications? I mean, think about Bextra. That destroyed some people's hearts. I remember my dad was taking it for years, and the FDA okayed it, which that's fine. If people want to take a chance on medication, let the market decide if they can make their choice. The problem is that these people in Ohio didn't have any choice. And the government told them, oh, you're going to be fine. They go back within 30 minutes, she said her skin started reacting. She got a rash on her skin, on her chest. Her eyes started burning. And we don't know how long this is going to last. As far as I know, this has not ever happened on this scale before. So we don't really know. Nature is unbelievably, recuperative. It may be able to bounce back fairly quickly, but it could also stay in the system there for years and years. And what is remarkable is that anytime if you have a pipeline burst, if you have a nuclear incident, the left comes out and just goes absolutely bananas over
bonkers.
It.
What if Trump was president? But what if Trump was president and this happened? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. Trump, they would have said he flew somewhere. Trump flied and everybody else died. I don't know. They would have some ridiculous slogan. And, yeah, they would have blamed all of this on him. But
You remember when Bush was president and Katrina hit New Orleans and he said, hey, Brownie, attaboy, Brownie, great job. And he was talking about the guy, I forgot his first name, but Brown was the head of the FEMA and he was doing a horrible job.
Yeah.
Mike Brown. He was the head of FEMA. He was doing a horrible job. Trump said, great job, Brownie. And the world attacked Trump like he was the most horrible human being that ever lived. He's not on the ground. He's the president of the United States. He doesn't know what's going on. He didn't realize Brown was doing a bad job. Well, here in Ohio, look at the job Mayor Pete's doing. That should be a headline. Attaboy, Petey. Attaboy, Mayor Petey.
Well,
he's doing a great job, isn't he?
Well, they are. Let me tell you, Wayne, they are definitely making sure, Buttigieg is making sure, that the people from the Transportation Secretariat, the people who are there on the ground, a good number of them are gay, a good number of them are bisexual, a good number of them are transgender, lots of blacks out there too. He's making sure that equity is represented in the way the government does not respond to this disaster. And you can't put a price tag on that, Wayne. This reminds me absolutely of Katrina. They did that's where they went after Bush. I was thinking about that earlier. Kanye said, George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. Yet Joe Biden literally flees the country and no one says boo about it. It's except for her Geraldo, who congratulated
him. Well, you know why? Because Joe Biden doesn't care about white people. Joe Biden doesn't care about the people who didn't vote for him.
And white working class people all voted for Trump in Ohio.
So Joe Biden does not care. That's what it comes down to.
So
he doesn't give a crap.
We just let them eat cake. So we're just kind of conversing now. But we ran a piece, interestingly, Wayne, back right after this happened. CNN's first coverage of it was written by a woman based in Georgia and then an intern. And in the first line, they talked about how people in East Palestine were living out the theme to a movie that they were extras in a couple years ago. And the opening line of the CNN piece talked about how it was a nice diversion from their blue-collar lives in East Palestine. I mean, it was so disgusting to be – they hate – these are the people who call us clingers, the people who call us deplorables, Neanderthals.
Flyover territory, right? Flyover country.
Yes, they hate us. They are disgusted by us. They said we smell like Walmart. Of course he went to Poland. Of course he went to Poland. He doesn't care. He's more interested in what the Europeans think about us than Americans. It is disgusting.
And I've said on this show, I've laughed many times, because sometimes when you want to cry, you got to laugh. But Ilhan Omar, can you imagine when she found out what happened? She said, oh, my God, they're killing Muslims in Palestine. They said, no, East Palestine, Ohio. And she said, oh, white people, I don't care. That was, you know, that to me, that would be exactly what Ilhan Omar would say. She'd hear the word Palestine and chemical leak, and she'd think Muslims are being purposely killed. When she finds out it's white people in Ohio, she'd say, who cares? That's what we got in America now today. Amazing. Josh, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of entire countries like the United States, right? And those central bankers are adding gold to their holdings month after month, year after year. They're buying up all the gold they can grab. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You too can buy physical gold and silver, but with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, or just have it sent to your door, or inside your IRA, 100%. Insured either way. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, Josh Manning is back, Deputy Managing Editor at westernjournal.com with today's most popular stories. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Always great being here.
Let's stick with the theme of East Palestine, Ohio. You have an article running talking about the strange things happening to the skin of residents near East Palestine's train crash. So let us know, what exactly are people seeing health-wise?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, Wayne, and you were talking about their skin turning blue, which is not quite, we were joking about that, but it's not quite happened yet. But who knows what will happen in the coming days? We're now a couple of weeks past this, and we've got people who are, they're coming down with rashes, like vicious rashes, headaches, conjunctivitis, so like pink eye. Random cases of pink eye now showing up, which I don't know how in the world you explain that unless the people are like immunocompromised somehow. The people talking about their kids getting sick. And this is after, there's a story from one woman who she went back for just half an hour. They tried going back to their home. They could only stay there for about half an hour because it got so bad. And again, this is such a sad case of the government's response to a disaster being absolutely horrible. And I know they were trying to avoid something worse when they decided to burn the chemicals off. And maybe this is a case of there not being a good option. Sometimes that does just happen in life. But what's incredible to me is you have Pete Buttigieg going out there, and instead of addressing this, what was he talking about? He was talking about equity. It's the same thing that we would see with General Milley when instead of talking about issues in Afghanistan, he was talking about how white supremacy was one of the biggest issues the military faces. And this is what happens when you elect a bunch of leftists who are ideologues and not interested in actually helping the people you and I were talking about before the break, blue collar people. They're not interested in helping Americans. What they're interested in doing is playing identity politics and balkanizing the American vote. And it's vicious. It's evil. And this is what happens. You have people who need help who aren't getting it. While
Josh, I don't know if you heard
about how great they are.
Did you hear? Did you happen to listen to Trump's speech? Was it yesterday or the day before? Yesterday, yeah. Yesterday he gave a speech at Club 45 in Palm Beach, and it was televised nationally by my network, Real America's Voice TV. You didn't happen to see the speech, did you?
I didn't.
Trump told a story about General. Is it pronounced Milley, not Miley? Is it Milley? General Milley?
Well, I call him Milley. I think it's Milley, but I'm not positive.
All right, so Milley, Miley, whatever it is, he's a traitor. I mean, he's a guy who literally told China, if he decides to attack you, we'll tell you. But Trump told a story about him during the speech yesterday, because you brought up Milley, so I thought it was interesting I'd bring it up. Trump said that he was, you know, planning to pull out of Afghanistan, just like Biden did, but he was never going to do it the way that Biden did. He would never pull out the military first, leaving the people to be, you know, to be killed or terrorist suicide. Side bombed, you know, with no defense. He was going to get the people out first. But he said he asked Milley, what do you do with all the equipment? We got to bring it all home, bring everything home. And Milley said, no, much better off just leaving it there. And he said, that's when I realized Milley's basically an idiot. You know, yeah. I mean, he wanted to leave the stuff on the ground. That's what they did. They left it all there, $85 billion there. And Trump said, I didn't even know this, that Afghanistan is now the number two seller of weapons in the world. They're selling off all the weapons we left on the ground. And it's being bought by China and Russia to use us to kill us someday, I'm sure. So it's just terrible, terrible stuff. But
yeah,
I didn't know that story.
We could have nuked it all. We could have destroyed all of that before we left. But he was in such a hurry to leave, and it was clearly a political move. He wanted to be able to say, oh, I said, well, I was going to get us out, and I got us out. And instead, yeah, you're exactly right. They armed terrorists. I mean, billions and billions and billions of dollars of equipment. It's nothing but political calculation. It reminds me of the Clinton days in a way, Wayne, where everything was based on purely on political calculation.
No, it reminds me of the Carter days when our helicopters broke in the desert. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy Carter all over again, you know, it really is. Very quickly, I want to mention there was another factory explosion in Ohio, I believe yesterday or today, and there's another one in Nebraska, and there's another one in Florida. When is anybody going to figure out, maybe, you know, Josh, this is not mistakes, some eco-terrorists are bombing food processing plants and bombing manufacturing plants to make sure that we're all bombed back to the Stone Ages. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to a lot of people. A lot of people are drawing those connections, and it's really chilling.
Hey, Josh, we're running. We're up against the news break. I got to run. I'm sorry. I wanted your response. But we're out of time. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Wayne Root back with Lindell TV right now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.